Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Ooh. So Lindsay went to see a play about the Jesus last night and was out till all hours of the night, up in the morning with her friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Gallivanting.
Mm-hmm. Out there.
Running.
Flitting around all over town.
Running the streets.
What time did you get out of there?
About 10, out of the parking deck, about 10:30.
Oh, wow. That is late. Mm-hmm. On a weeknight, school night.
So how, I don't understand. Earlier you said that it was a combination of the Jesus and Cirque du Soleil. So what were acrobats doing in the story of the Jesus? And it was about the crucifixion, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically from the beginning of the Bible to the crucifixion.
Okay.
And it was very dramatic, like all the stories. So like when Satan came about, you had like, he was creepy. He would have scared a child to death if they went. But the acrobats would do, they were dressed in like black and they would do flips.
Oh, they were like demons.
Demons.
Okay.
And then, you know, maybe an acrobat would come be a demon and do the thing. I mean, it was just it was a lot going on.
Hey, get out there and be a demon.
I'm number one demon.
I'm not good at describing this, but it was really cool. It was just a big performance. Yeah. They were really good.
I tell you, one of the best live shows I've ever seen in my entire whole life was that O in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
The Cirque du Soleil that's in the water.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've never seen that.
Was it great?
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's mind-blowing what they can do. People are so talented.
That's yeah. So true.
I've noticed so that true. About people, too.
They're talented.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're talented and then you watch something like that and you're like, no.
Yeah, I suck. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but they probably couldn't. Well, they maybe can do your talent of dancing, but sometimes other people have other talents that those acrobats and all couldn't do.
Yeah.
You know, like I bet they can't run a good route and catch a football.
That's right.
Their tiny little hands.
Yeah.
That's true.
Now, I bet if you threw a football at them when they're swinging from a dang trapeze, they could catch it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they ain't going out there and getting shut down by a cornerback.
No.
That's true.
Not going to happen.
But
not going to happen.
I saw kids there last night, and it was graphic. Hmm. When he was getting crucified and all that was graphic. Bloody. I mean, obviously not real. But
spoiler alert.
Ooh, I don't want to listen.
I don't know what happened. Don't
you just told us that he got killed.
Yeah. Sorry.
How about a spoiler alert?
Yeah, come on.
Yes.
Yeah,
sorry. So, yeah, it was.
And they end the show with the crucifixion. That's kind of where the show ends.
The show ends with the stone rolling away from the tomb.
Oh, okay.
And here he is.
Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert. Sorry.
What's the deal with the stone? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I got to know what the stone's about now.
The rolling stone?
The sword and the stone?
Yeah. So confused.
And that's how it ended, but it was fantastic. I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah, that's cool.
How much were tickets to that thing?
$75 a person, and we were up first row, but up on the second level.
Mm-hmm.
$75.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's an expensive show, I bet, you know, with all of that stuff going on. It takes a lot.
Well, and then you're adopting children at halftime or
oh yeah, that's what I started out the conversation was to get more information about a sponsorship of a child overseas that you did.
Yeah. I don't know much other than I scanned a barcode, like a QR code.
Mm-hmm.
Here my girl pops up. You have 9 minutes to make a decision if this is what you're going to do, because she's going to go to the next person, right?
Yeah.
And she just turned 5, precious little thing. She's into dolls. Like there were, it reminded me of Delilah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't know if they pull your heartstrings that way. Like she's got a 5-year-old. I'm going to give her that. You know, they know through your app. I don't know. It's crazy. But I immediately click Apple Pay, comes out of my account every month. Kyle's going to be like, what is this fee here doing?
And you don't even know how much?
Yeah, it's a like month? $50, $50 a month.
Whoa.
Yeah.
My kids didn't even cost that much.
I thought, this is a great deal. Now, granted, I'd had a drink, just one. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was feeling.
And did all your friends do it?
I honestly don't know because me and my mom were the only ones at the intermission at this area. Actually, one of my friends, when we were leaving, said, you know what's crazy? We did one of these things, and it wasn't this show. It was a different one, but she has 4 kids. They came to the show that they were at. They all adopted a kid, and she said, and still to this day, we have 6 kids that we're sponsoring.
Oh, wow.
She said, and we just moved, and I don't know if they know where to send the letters. And I'm like, wait, we got to do letters? She was like, yeah, you got to send them letters. And I'm like, oh, no. Yeah,
I'd pay extra not to have to do that.
Right.
Don't even worry about writing that letter.
Like, they really don't care about the letter. All they care about is the money. So
give me the 50.
Well, in the story, it went from a family sponsoring the 5-year-old and then high school graduation. He wrote the letter and was like, thank you so much. And then they ended up meeting and I was bawling and I'm like, I've got to do this. I'm going to go to Africa one day and meet you.
Well, I think that, you know, type of thing is great, but I would have to know what they're being taught with my money.
Right.
And I would want them to learn, you know, this, you know, the superior aspect of capitalism over all other economic plans.
Yeah.
You know, I'd want them to know, you know, what you're not poor because you, you don't have resources and this, that, and the other. You're poor because you don't know what capitalism is. Now you learn the capitalism. And then I'll go back to giving you 50. When I see you know about capitalism and you think it's the best way, then I'll give you your $50.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well,
old Uncle TJ will give you your $50.
I think, as far as I know, from what I read, it's a Christian adoption program opposed to like some other ones, I guess. And so from what I understand, it just gets them in a Christian church and stuff like that. So I'm not sure really what all it goes to.
I mean, they're still, you know, communist Christians.
True. True. Maybe I should investigate.
Or Marxist ideal Christians.
Yeah.
They're called Methodists. No, I'm kidding.
To be exact.
I'm just joking. But that's cool. I wonder how many people sponsor that one child though. And they act like this is your child, but then they also put her up, you know, they're not going to say, I'm sorry, you can't give her money cause she's already got a sponsor.
Yeah. Those are AI faces. Yeah. Those are not real kids.
You don't think?
No, I'm just teasing, but, I don't doubt that they probably use generic pictures of kids and like,
but
maybe not.
Lindsay, one time we were doing, you know, we were working with this group that does the same kind of thing. And we were doing a show about it and you know, promoting where to donate and all of that stuff. And it was when Monica was on the show with us. And we were reading these cards about where the kids are from and all of that. And one of them, I was reading it. It was a little girl. And she lives in Sierra Leone. And Monica goes, ooh.
Ooh.
Like that was a, like a It sounded like a beautiful beach town, you know.
And really, where is that? I mean,
it's in Africa.
It's in Africa. Yeah. It's kind of known for the, you know, the blood diamonds was the big Sierra Leone movie.
She's like, I've been there, guys.
Cutting off kids' hands because they're not picking the diamonds quick enough.
She's like, wonder if they live on the water.
Yeah, she's thinking it's like Fiji.
Yeah. So, you know, to keep, you know, from embarrassing her or whatever, we immediately started making fun of her on the air about it.
100%. I deserved it. You deserve to get goofed on.
Yeah, and she was laughing. Yeah. Like, she would laugh at herself to the point where she'd just be crying laughing.
Yeah.
You know, she was... She didn't care.
I love that.
She goes, well, it sounded like it was a beach place. Yeah. Like it was a tropical paradise.
Yeah. Sierra Leone. French, the French Riviera.
And, you know, she's thinking, I've been to those, you know, tropical paradises, and the kids are dirt poor when you go off into the town.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Sierra Leone. They got it made.
Sounds like a honeymoon spot.
Yeah, it's on the French Riviera.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
Or she could have been thinking, oh, well, that kid doesn't need money.
Yeah. She's like jelly.
He's got more money than us.
Yeah. It sounds awesome.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks. The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.